Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. First, a note to listeners, dense fog around the region this morning. It is very, very thick. It makes you think of a horror movie.
Yeah, not good when you're coming in the back roads from Great Barrington to Albany. But hey, that's the choice I made.
Well, just always cautioning our listeners as to what's happening with the weather. And I want to move over to something really important, Alan, which is Murray. And dogs like Murray. Did you see the video on the Times website about how your dog remembers?
There's no question that the dog remembers. I even hear cats remember, but dogs remember.
Indeed.
In that if they got a cookie from the mailman, they run up to that mailman the second time and they sit at his feet and they say, "Where's my cookie?"
Well, now to serious subjects. And it is a serious subject, and it's about flag burning. We know that an American flag was burned outside the White House after Donald Trump was elected president. And also recently in our region, Hampshire College in Massachusetts removed an American flag from its campus flagpole after protests over Trump's victory. And Trump now is calling for revoking flag burner citizenship. Of course, court rulings forbid it.
Well, I don't get how that would work. Somebody burns an American flag and was born in this country. How do you revoke their citizenship? You know, maybe a citizen without a country. I don't know, but it's symbolic, of course. He is playing that particular card. It's going to be popular with most of the American people. There are those people who think that flag burning is a protected American speech, and the Supreme Court agrees with that. But we don't know how much longer that's going to exist either once Trump gets through with the Supreme Court.
From that to more picks by Trump and would seem to be establishmentarians. Trump has picked Elaine Chao for Transportation Secretary and Steven Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary.
Well, Steven Mnuchin, with a background in Goldman Sachs, makes a long line of Goldman Sachs ex-guys representing the street. Now, this is something that Trump railed against during the campaign, but everything seems to be off right now. It's almost as if, David, that anything that Trump said doesn't matter. You know, that was then. This is now, as Senator D'Amato once famously said. And we're just reverting to type. It's everything that we have come to expect from this particular group of people who are intent on making deals with the people who have traditionally been handling the money in this country. We see, for example, not only Mnuchin, but Wilbur Ross, the ex-husband of our Betsy McCoy Ross, you'll remember her, standing up during the Pataki speech. And we're going to be interested in whether or not deals have been made. For example, the Carrier Group has been persuaded to keep half of its workforce in this country. And we know that Trump has been working on that from day one. But let's see what the price was. Let's see what the deal was.
Is there any point at which Trump's followers will push back if they continue to see him going back or seeming to go back on campaign promises?
I doubt it. We saw during the campaign that the 40% who were for Trump never moved, no matter what happened, no matter what he said about grabbing women's genitals or anything else, nothing changed. I have a feeling these people are in it, who voted for him, who said we want a revolution. Let's see if they get it. I'm very interested. You know, my mother used to stand by that mailbox waiting for her Social Security check, and if it came a day late, there was panic. There are going to be people, if everything that we have been hearing comes to pass, who are going to say, how did I do that? What did I do that for? Somebody said on the roundtable yesterday, you know, we get the government we deserve. I don't think so. I don't think we get the government we deserve. I think it's sort of imposed one way or another. But there will be people who are going to have some buyer's remorse.
Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. This article, after Democrats' losses, becomes a symbol of what went wrong.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I've said it before. Here it is, one more time. Nancy Pelosi is adored by many of the people who are in her conference, in her Democratic conference. But she's getting a little bit older now. Her deputies are getting a little bit older now. And there are a whole bunch of new young people coming up in the Congress. The American people aren't in love with Nancy Pelosi, but the people in the Congress are. So it's going to have to be played out. Look, you know, the coach keeps losing in baseball. Sooner or later, you fire the coach.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. You're terrific.